Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
33, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. Congratulations. Yes, yes, we have made it. Self high fives all the way around. It is an amazing sort of a day. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who I got to tell you, and I've said this from the beginning, and he's been on this show multiple times, and I got to spend time with him. Really super cool guy. He is calling out all the stuff with his military industrial complex, with BlackRock, with State Street, with all of this. He was the only guy. And he says, I'm suspending my campaign. And it's not just one of these things where he's making a pronouncement and walking away. He's got his attorneys, as we speak, taking his name off the ballots in Pennsylvania, Arizona, these swing states where those internal polls from Kennedy said that his support was coming more from Trump than, at this point, Harris. It was coming 60% from Trump. It could very well be enough to help President Trump get over that line. I don't know. But I'm telling you right now, Kennedy was the only one standing out there and calling out all sorts of bad stuff going on behind the scenes, except for our good friend Dr. Dave Brandt, who has also been calling that out. And this is an interesting time, and I'm just always so happy when Dave can join us. We try and get it done each and every Friday, and he is here today. Dave, thank you, sir, for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me on, brother. Great day. I'm in a good mood.
That is good. I am as well. Tell me what your takeaway is from Bobby Kennedy, who torched the Democrats and didn't leave those multinationals alone either.
Well, for me, anyone that says this is small and about 2 percentage points is just, you know, not followed history. The Kennedy name in Camelot, and how his uncle was assassinated, the president of the United States, and by whom, and that's coming out now, finally. And our side will get that out if we win the presidency again. All political views, my yellow. But the Warren Commission 1 was such a joke. They had to do a Warren Commission 2. Mm-hmm. If you don't know that, you don't know what's going on, right? So go dig into that. Alan Dulles, the head of the CIA, former head of the CIA, was on that Warren Commission 1. You've got to be kidding me. All the information flowed through him. Then his dad assassinated. He can explain that one in 3 minutes. It's all over YouTube. Go look at that for who really killed his father. And so the Kennedy name, that stands for equality, right? And the black, brown, Hispanic, blue-collar folks, They're really listening right now. So when you get Robert Kennedy Jr. coming out and saying there's collusion at the highest level in our government, if you haven't read his book, right, The Real Fauci, I'd skip the first 8 chapters on the Fauci part because it's boring and rehash. But the last chapters on the Rockefeller Foundation to the Gates Foundation to the CIA, FBI, Department of Homeland Security, the three-letter agencies, it's decimating. And so I just think it's a great day. The American people are coming together. This isn't, you know, the old Republican, conservative, boring country club people and the Democrat, whatever, used to have liberals. This is a realignment to take on the corruption that's taking place in big pharma, big agriculture, the Magnificent Seven. We're all in, a lot of them were in, on censorship of the American people to the tune of hundreds of millions of tweets.
That's right.
That the CIA and FBI knew about, like the Black Rocks, the State Streets, the Vanguards, they're all quaking in their boots right now. Mm-hmm. And finally, we're going to get some justice in this country, because I think that just spells a win right there. That's my view.
I think it's a great view, and you pointed out all the political views are yours and yours alone. I forgot to point out that you're the senior vice president for business relations at Liberty University, an economist by training and vocation, professor and dean of the business school, all that good stuff. But you are here simply today as as my buddy Dave, which I appreciate. I heard a lot of anger this week, Dave. A lot of angry people shouting at me, and it was all Trump, 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 Trump. And in between that, I was trying to figure out exactly what they were talking about. Was there something that should speak to me on an economic basis? Apparently, we're all going to get, or a first-time homebuyer is going to get $25,000 free dollars to buy a house. Just spitball it with me. How's that work out, you think?
Well, you know, I could just make fun of the policies, but it's way deeper than that. Yeah. And the deepness goes to what RFK Jr. just spoke about. Mm-hmm. It's somebody at the highest levels in our world is undermining the United States of America and the well-being of its people. The Marxists would never allow 14 million illegal immigrants into their countries.
That's right.
They would never allow drag queens in their elementary schools.
Yep.
Right? And so the question is, who's running the president of the United States right now?
Right.
We just had a report out from Comer, the head of the Intelligence Committee in Congress, and Jim Jordan and all the guys I used to know.
Mm-hmm.
And they got the receipts. This is not, you know, conspiracy theory. They have the checks are in $30 million from China to the Biden family.
Wow.
And then Kamala's dad is a Marxist economics professor. And then Waltz has gone to China 30 times. And there's more and more and more coming out on that by the day.
Yes.
And so it begs the question, all these policies, where are they coming from? Where's Biden? He's the president.
Yeah.
It, right? You just had RFK say the Ukraine war alone, right? 500,000 dead and injured boys laying there dead and injured.
That's right.
That alone was worth him doing what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then he added on all of the three-letter agencies and the corruption of the federal government, et cetera. And so we deserve better. The policies, Kamala Harris, you know, she mentioned price gauging and read, you know, stuttered over that.
Yeah.
You want to make a joke at that, but it's not a joke. It's price gouging, but she doesn't know what that means, right? So she's imposing federal price setting on the United States market economy. The whole world has suffered poverty for all of human history until we finally discovered this beautiful thing called the price system that made us all rich.
Yep.
And that's what's at stake, right? Supply and demand. We don't want pharaohs and despots and tyrants and kings telling us what to do and setting prices. It's ridiculous. And, you know, I could get in the economics. I'm not even going to go there. What a disaster of a policy that is. But I hope everyone had a little economics, and I hope the kids are studying a little bit. But that these are not, you know, little policy tweaks. These are existential issues about how we're going to run this country going forward, and that's what's at stake.
Absolutely. Dr. Dave Brad is joining us. Dave joins us on a regular basis every Friday. We talk about the issues of the day. He's not here on behalf of Liberty University, just here as my dear friend and talking about things the way he sees them. I heard a lot from Kamala Harris and some of the other folks that would make Emperor Diocletian rather proud, don't you think?
Yeah, no, the degree of central planning, and you just heard, Kennedy, the media, they have a moral, right? This thing, the founders set this thing up so that our media had a moral responsibility to take on power.
Yes.
And now they're supporting power, and it's only on one side, and it's because all their ads are paid for by the pharmaceutical industry. And RFK was all over that, the corruption. Tucker just had an unbelievable set of guests, a powerhouse PhD, I forget her name, from Stanford University on health, and the numbers on diabetes and autism are through the roof in this country. I'm not talking up, you know, a few percent. And yeah, so that the American people are suffering through stuff we shouldn't even be contemplating in the greatest country on earth. And the education system outside Chicago, they're all screaming in a utopian happiness, walk out the doors and 12% of the third graders can read. 88% illiteracy for the poor kids in Chicago.
Wow.
Right out the door, that's a Democrat city. Sorry, right? All political views my own, but that, sorry. And the Republicans ain't much better, right? They're better.
Yeah.
They fought for at least freedom of speech, and we got people on our side against FISA and against this Magnificent Seven monopoly stuff. But it's very hard to fight against that much trillions of dollars. That's the fight.
Yes.
And the American people are the only ones who can do it by voting. The majority can rule in this country, but they got to wake up, smell the coffee.
And we don't have a lot of time. I mean, 70 some odd days till Election Day. But the reality is we've got early voting starting around the country in a couple of weeks.
Yep. Yeah, and that's right. And
struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I just want to reiterate, right, how powerful it is, right? Trump, you can have your views on whatever you want, but when a right. Trump teams up with a Kennedy,
yes.
The Kennedy Catholics,
yep.
Right? And then when you see Israel, in Israel, it's 80% Trump,
yeah.
Right? And so it's just stunning, the realignment that's taking place and will continue to take place. But the African-American vote is taking a way harder new look with 14 million new immigrants. There's a new study out today. I forget what state, Arizona, someone out. No, it's a liberal state out west.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving $30,000 state vouchers, but to get it, you have to be illegal.
Yep, Oregon.
To get the $30,000 house voucher, right?
Well,
so that's,
yeah, you beat me to it. It's the yeah. state of Oregon is doing that.
Oregon, right? Of course, yeah. The Oregon. Right? I know.
Yeah.
What do you
want?
I know. So. It's expected, but if you're not getting hint, Americans, that your country is no longer for you,
right?
I can't help you, right? It's up to the people to get it right this time.
Couldn't agree with you more. Boy, I'm hoping. I was going to say my fingers are crossed. I'm trying to do a little bit more than that, but it is,
right.
You know, we have never seen such a,
nope.
a difference
Nothing.
Here. And you are spot on, man, to think that Donald Trump and Bobby Kennedy have joined forces.
Yeah.
And look, you've been around the block a time or two. You know the way that things work. Behind the scenes, I have to think that there was a discussion at some point where President Trump says to him, okay, well, you know, of course I got a role for you in the administration. It's got to be a real role, right? Bobby Kennedy's not going to go there to, you know, be the deputy press secretary or such.
Right, nonsense. right. Yeah, I would love to see him plugged into the CIA, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, it would be Comedy Central plus Justice coupled in one man. And you would never have seen anything like it. But he could end up under, you know, Secretary of Health.
Yep.
He, you know, with his big pharma, big ag, and the child, he's all into the children's health.
Yeah,
and our kids are growing up with diseases that, you know, this we're not serious anymore. We're not a serious country that looks at what's happening to our own kids.
You're right.
And it the diseases are through the roof.
Yep.
And the obesity rates and the this, that, and the other. It's just we need to get real again. And the getting real takes hard work. And, you know, we've gotten really comfortable in this country. And I think God calls us to a way higher standard than comfort.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You are, as per usual, spot on. Dave, this is it's a fascinating development. I'm happy to see it. I'm excited by it.
Yep.
I just like you, I think that this brings a great deal of energy. And I love that it happens today on the day that they're in traditional sense, there should be talk about the DNC wrapping up. And instead, this should be dominating a good chunk of the news cycle. This is good stuff. And I am always grateful to you, my friend, for being here. Please keep doing what you're doing. And we'll look forward to doing it again soon.
Yep. Hey, Jeff, can I throw out my name and number here for you?
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Of
we
course.
We got the CEO Summit coming up.
That's
C-suite,
right.
Lawyers, doctors, breakout sessions. But we have Israel's trade ambassador coming, along with 35 governors and trade folks from Nigeria, several African diplomats. We try to do win-win business. So if you're a CEO, C-suite folks out there, just go to Brat Economics on Getter.
Okay.
And shoot me an email, and I'll shoot you the information. But appreciate what you're doing, Jeff. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. And Dave, I'm sure it's okay with you. I'll take that information. I'll share it on my social media as well. Let's try and get as many CEOs there to interact and close some deals and learn some stuff as we can.
You bet. Thank
All
you,
right.
brother. God bless
Thank
you.
Thank you. That is Dave Brat. I'm excited, by the way, about that CEO summit. Dave was kind enough to say to me, yes, we will allow you to attend, and I'm going to be attending. That'll be exciting. And I don't want to see Bobby Kennedy as the deputy press secretary. I would like to see in a Trump administration. Could you imagine this? I mean, people would have to staple their toupees to their head because things are going to get so hot and exciting there. Could you see Bobby Kennedy as the boss of the CIA? Good Lord. Or, well, okay, Secretary of Health. That's another good one. He's got so much to deal with in terms of, as Dave said, Big Pharma. He's got a lot of concern. And, you know, I loved one of the things that Dave said there in conclusion. He said, you know, we're not serious people. I don't know if you watched Succession on HBO. It was a good show. It really was a solid show. It was about a guy who built a business, and he had his kids who, of course, wanted to succeed him. Hence the name Succession, and nobody knew who was going to succeed him. But there was one scene, and it stands out now. Heidi and I keep referencing it. The show's been off for a whole year now, but we keep referencing it. This guy said to his kids, "You are not serious people." And that has stuck with me. And when Dave said that about our nation, I recoiled a little bit. I'll tell you the truth. I did. I just sort of sat back in my chair, but I thought, you're absolutely right. We're not serious people. We're allowing nonsense. The state of Oregon, $30,000 is going to be given to any illegal alien who wants to buy a home. Are you a citizen? Well, that's too bad. Yeah, because you are, well, you know, out of luck. All right. And just for the record, then I got to go because I know that Jeremy is juggling stuff there. But I said I don't want to see Bobby Kennedy as the deputy press secretary. I, however, am available for that post if President Trump wins. All right. 3:49, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.